Salutations, people. I know. You already saw me today. Now you're seeing me again. I'm dropping in here real quick to talk about a few things. We're not putting out a podcast episode, so I guess I got like all this creative energy and all this energy I need to get out of me to try to talk about. Basically, I'm unburdening. A few things have happened this week, and I kind of just want to gloss over them. I want to go over them real quick. With you guys. Obviously, the whole R. Kelly thing breaking. That nigga's crazy. I think everybody can agree with that. You know, this is the nigga that's literally over here saying, like, he loved his mom. You know, he's over here running sex cults. So I'll talk about that here shortly. What I'm really here to kind of talk about is this article from, I think it's End Times Headlines, and it's about the American Psychological Association and how they're saying how traditional masculinity is toxic. How being a man leads towards sexual harassment and all kinds of other stuff. I don't have the actual article here to go over with you guys, but what I am here to talk about is just how this is something that we saw coming for quite some time. You know, you see this word being tossed around, toxic masculinity. You see this whole thing where they're destroying the family. They're teaching kids how to masturbate. They're doing all kinds of really, really wicked shit. I think that's the easiest way to get to the point. So when you have people saying that masculinity, traditional masculinity, is a problem, they're basically saying men are the issue. There are articles out there that basically tell you how they're trying to feminize men, emasculate men. Don't even get me started on things like atrazine, gender-bending chemicals, bisphenol A, how these are literally designed to change your biochemistry. Like, good Lord, the evidence is there for real. Now these people are coming out talking, saying, you know what, none of these things are the real problem. Masculinity is the problem. Men are the issue. And that's a huge issue because we're 50% of the population. Now, if you guys have listened to any of the episodes talking about the technocracy, social engineering, the New World Order, anything, transhumanism, transgenderism, anything that's basically had to do with Charles Casson of Truth is Terrorism, we talked about this in depth. When they say the future is female, and I said this on the show, that should scare the shit out of you. I love women. I love women, okay? I love girls. I love me some curvy bodies. I love me the swole on the back of a chick's, like, you know, butt, like right before, like, the butt. Like right there on the base of the spine. I love feeling that shit. It's so smooth. And I don't want to go into detail about just how much I love females, but good Lord, I think that's natural. Good God. You know, I think a chick did my hair. No, oh man, I'm not even gonna go down this path yet. What I'm trying to say is they're trying to destroy the family. Okay? Whenever you see them coming out saying, hey, look, traditional masculinity is causing problems, sexual harassment, all this other stuff, they're saying that 50% of the population needs to be gotten rid of. When they say the future is female, they're saying, hey, look, man, there's not room for you in the future. Sorry. This is something I've kind of approached cautiously simply because I'm not really, I understand people have their sexual preferences, whatever. Years ago, before I even started this, I remember being in a drive-thru line with the girlfriend at Teriyaki Chicken Bowl. We were having a day where we were just going about doing stuff. And I had told her whenever we were getting food, I was like, you know, seems like there's a lot of people of the homosexual variety. I don't even know what the politically correct way to say it. There's a lot of gay people around me. And I told her in the Teriyaki Chicken Bowl line, look, in the future, individuals like myself who want a girl, who want a family, who want a child, who want to build something for the future, we're going to be put down. We're going to be put down like a diseased dog because that's what creates a open and free and stable society. Men, people who are willing to put themselves out there to do this extra work, to take the bullets, the arrows, the hits, the blows, all of this. You're not going to put a female, you're not going to put a girl out there on the front lines. These are the ones creating the soldiers to put them out there on the front lines. So whenever they're doing this whole equality thing, it's not equality, man. All they did was get more people in the workforce. This didn't help the family. This destroyed the nuclear family. Fourth wave feminism has literally gotten chicks to the point to where they don't want to have kids. They don't want to have families. They don't even want to have sex with like other chicks. They're just done. And this is the mindset that's being propagated right now, as well as to the next generation. So when they're coming out saying, oh, little Johnny can be gender X. Little Timothy can be Tanya, Tatiana, whatever the fuck. This is how they're trying to scramble humanity. Okay, now, I come from a Southern Christian Baptist background. When I start talking about this type of stuff, my mind immediately goes towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And you and for people that don't know, I'll just give you a quick gist of it. Basically, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible are these two angels come down. They help Lot and his wife. They say, get out of the city. It's going to be destroyed. Why is it going to be destroyed? Because of the wickedness that's going on in that city, man. But this is the other part of the story that they don't tell you. Men were so depraved, so wicked, so lusting, that they literally tried to lust after angels. They went to Lot's house, knocked on his door. They said, Lot, hey, bring that guy out here. Bring that handsome son of a gun that you had in your house. Bring him out here. We want to have sex with him. Lot says, no, take my daughters instead. Please, you don't know who these things are. Just leave. So the pedophiles, the molesters, the sodomizers, they keep banging on Lot's door. It gets to a point to where Lot, his wife, the angels, his child, all leave the city. And as they leave, the city's destroyed. And then there's another story behind that too, you know, why you're not supposed to look back. Wife's Lot looked back and she got turned into a pillar of sand. All of that, a lot of stuff to look at. My point is, from looking at the Sodom and Gomorrah example, look at how we're becoming just wicked. We're becoming complacent with this. Like, just last week I talked about how we're politicking with the devil. You got Satanists, Luciferians out there who are saying, hey, look, we're not praising Satan, but we study his teachings. We're politicking with the devil. We're going back and forth looking at the devil in the details. This is wickedness all around us. So let me get back to point. Traditional masculinity. Trying to be a protector. You know, trying to stand up for something that is now considered a mental illness. I remember, you know, when I first started this type of stuff, I remember looking up something called ODD, Opposition Defiant Disorder. They will literally call you mentally ill because you do not bend the knee to authority. The oligarchs, the elites, the people that are in play right now, the social engineers, the technocrats, the Luciferians, the Illuminati, these people are legitimately trying to break down your mind, break down your spirit, and break down your body with the pills, the drugs, the alcohol, the culture, the society, the music, all of this. All of this is meant to break you down to where you think, I'm not a divine being. I'm not a multidimensional entity. No, I'm a mammal. I'm just this fleshly sack hanging out here. And yes, this does talk about just that. Traditional masculinity. Men are supposed to be out there trying to protect some shit. Women are supposed to be giving us something to protect. They're trying to destroy the family. That's plain and simple. That's why you got them teaching. That's why you got them with pedophiles, drag queens, out there trying to read to your children. Like, here, let me really break this down for you guys. Let me really, really break this down for you. What is going on? Because this is so unnatural. This is all unnatural. We didn't have gender-bending chemicals, hormone blockers. We didn't have atrazine. We didn't have bisphenol A. You know, we didn't have hormone treatment. We didn't have gender reassignment treatment. Like, all of this stuff is so fucking unnatural that we are literally about to destroy ourselves. Like, swear to God. And then on top of that, because, you know, the traditional family has been so besmirched, run into the ground, right? People don't want to have families. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to have kids. They don't want to have, like, legacies. They don't want to pass things down. You have people, I forget which university did it, but they've talked about the sperm count being low. and how this is also part of the emasculation of men. You got people literally getting perms. I saw this on King Dirtbag's page, and you got people getting straight edge perms. And it's, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time trying to explain this, because what we're seeing right now is the destruction of gender roles. This is why they're trying to institute transgenderism, transhumanism, all these other ideas that don't necessarily, respect humanity, identify humanity. You know, science is such a crazy tool for us that it has literally allowed us to take life and then, like an alchemist, break it down and then reconstitute it to whatever we like. And I love science. I love all this type of stuff. I love this discovering these things. But what you learn at the end of the day is that you have people who are praying to a darker energy for control over the masses. And the masses blindly follow this crap. Because I have to be politically correct, I'm going back and forth saying that a Satanist and a Luciferian should have free speech. That these people who are openly practicing wickedness should have free speech. It's just crazy. And so I'm having to calm down, explain all this, and really look at it in depth. You know, we have a very diverse breadth of topics that we cover on the show. And when I talk about human trafficking, child sex abuse, satanic ritual abuse, pedogate, all of this stuff is along the same borders. I guess what I'm trying to say, you know, is that's a lot of where this comes from. And you're not really going to hear a lot of people talk about, like, you know, the gay mafia, the homosexual mafia, whatever the helly weird, whatever the hell's going on in Hollywood. You're not going to hear a lot of people talk about that, because a lot of it is for power and control. A lot of it is for compromising somebody else and getting them subservient to you. That's how the whole political structure works. Nobody likes a pedophile. Nobody likes a child molester. So these people have decided to use child molestation, sodomy, and all these other things to basically trap other individuals. And so now, because this has gone on for so long, you now have pedophiles creating pedophiles. And another thing that people don't talk about, this is like one of the unspoken things within the LGBTQP movement, is a lot of those people were molested. A lot of those people were sodomized as a child. And so they're perpetuating only what was done to them. I've talked about this with Dr. John A. King, who specializes in human trafficking. I've talked about this with other satanic ritual abuse survivors who have also undergone this, and that's it. They're perpetuating what was done to them. That's why when you guys hear me talk about any of this, I'm saying these people, they need help. These are people that need to be reached out to. There's a lot of things going on surrounding just this to where we can't ignore these facts, these crucial cornerstone events, and not look at the ramifications that they've caused. So let me transfer this now to how pedophiles create pedophiles, to where we're now with drag queens trying to read to children. This weighs on my heart, because I know I'm going to catch flack from this, and I know, like, people are going to hate me, but I'm sorry, I have to say this type of stuff. You know, I don't like covering this type of stuff. I don't like the idea of my kid, like, being read to by a pedophile. I don't like any of this stuff. But unless we expose it, there's no way that we can change it. You know what happens with the pedophilia and all this other stuff that goes on, right? They practice infantilism to where it's like little... They start them young. That's what I'm trying to say. They start them young, they molest them young, and then the child grows up molested, unsure about their internal feelings. And so they're not able to define their sexuality. And we'll get into sexuality and gender and stuff shortly. But they're not able to define their sexuality. You know, they don't know if they like women. They don't know if they like boys. And then they realize that, you know, they like kids, because that's what was done to them. They were impressed. And so, you know, somebody grows up, they start having strange feelings for the same sex, not the opposite sex. And then they go through this whole process, right? Doing the club life, doing the party life, doing all this nonsense. And then they get old, they get worn down, they get tired. They can't keep taking drugs, they can't keep dressing up, they don't go out to the late clubs or any of that stuff, right? all of it catches up to him. And everything I'm talking about right now is all based in physicality. It's all lust. It's all sex. It's all corporeal. Nothing spiritual. It's all pleasure based. That's the crazy part about that, about all this. So then these people who were sodomized, they grow up, and then, you know, they don't have feelings for individuals that are themselves, or for individuals that are like them, you see. Like me talking about how much I love women and feeling like the back of a swole, that's natural. People who were sodomized and molested, that's not natural. But when they grow up, they're not sure how to feel about these types of things. So continuing on, I'm trying to talk about how the sodomites create the pedophiles and how, you know, they go out and perpetuate what was done to them. So as these sodomites grow up, you know, they start still trying to look for the thrill of everything that they had done before, only to realize that they want kids. Now, I'm not sure if you guys kind of caught that whole story or that whole kind of layout. But basically, I'm talking about how pedophiles create more pedophiles and how this is an epidemic. And when it starts with things like drag queen story time, it starts with them saying, hey, look, traditional masculinity is bad. Why? Because the people within the power structure are nothing but a bunch of cucks. Nothing but a bunch of fucking cucks. You see what I'm saying? They're nothing but chicken neck cowards. And that's why they're trying to get rid of masculinity, because people will stand up for this type of stuff. They'll call me, oh, hey, they'll say, oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you're a homophobe. Oh, you're a transphobe. It's like, no, I understand that you have your sexuality. I'm just kind of wondering what created that. Because while I was macking down on chicks, you know, doing what I do, it seems like you were over here having conflicted feelings about your sexuality. So I'm not necessarily, I'm not confused like you are. You see what I'm saying? And so this is the ideology that's being put out there. This is why they're selling, a few months ago I covered that article, I think it's from the Free Thought Project, where they talked about how boys can have periods too. You know, they're like trying to give menstrual supplies to kids, to teach them, you know? And I'm like, all of this is just scrambling the minds of kids. All of this is turning people off to wanting to create a family, to perpetuating the life cycle. I have some hardcore Christian friends that I talk to about this, you know, privately. And they say that the LGBTQP agenda is Satan's extermination program. Because this is not a sustainable model. Man and women, it's a sustainable model. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm a naturalist. I'm sorry I look at things, you know, the way that they are. Like, shit, man. Like, this is crazy. This is legitimately crazy. I'm having to, like, make an argument for why men should be men and women should be women. And why we should not let science get involved and start changing all of this type of stuff. Oh, sorry. Somebody called me. I have all kinds of stuff to do. It's just been up that whole time. I may have to go. We'll see. Oh, God. I'm having to make a legitimate argument for just that. For how men should be men, women should be women. You will have people within the New Age movement. You will have people within the New Age movement that are telling you we're going through a period of transition. We're switching from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. You'll also have those same types of people tell you, and this is why I need to do a video on this type of stuff, talking about sacred masculinity and divine femininity. We live in balance, man. We need to be living in balance. We're imbalanced right now. The same way China's one-child policy is like destroying their economy because they're not making enough kids to take over. We're not living in balance. We're not living in harmony. Like, this is so unnatural that it's scary. And the fact that it's being propagated and pushed out there by people, technocrats, Satanists, Luciferians, LGBTQ people, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, members, the politically correct police, whoever is out there, like, these social engineers, they got this stuff unlocked because they got us mind fucked they got us in a trance to where, you know, we capitulate to this craziness. You know, there's so much that I want to talk about with this that it blows my mind. Go back and listen to that most recent episode with Charles Casson, Truth is Terrorism, where we literally got into talking about things like the family rights movement. I said this earlier today. Feminism, third wave feminism, it doesn't care about females. It's not trying to empower them. These things are literally meant to distort what you think of as rights and natural, and then only get it to where it's approved. To where, yeah, you're allowed to be, you're allowed to label yourself this because you have to act this way. That's not fucking freedom. That's enslavement. And that's the level of wizardry of just like manipulation that these people are playing on us. And so we have to point this type of stuff out. I know it's uncomfortable. I have gay friends. Great. And then when you get down to the basics of it, they don't say they were born gay, man. Like, they tell you the truth, bro. And the people that are born gay, we talk about this. It's the atrazine. It's the bisphenol A. It's the chemicals, man. And it's the vaccines. It's all of it. And then you point this stuff out. Like I said, I get called a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, transphobe, or any of this stuff, man. And it hurts. I'm not going to lie, because I'm trying to talk about the truth, saying, hey, look, this is not a sustainable model. You know, these same-sex couples can't keep adopting everybody else's kids. You know, they can't. And this is where it's going to get even crazier, because now it's going to be normalized, okay? IVF treatments, in vitro fertilization treatments, those are going to be normal. That's going to be normal. This is why I talk about designer babies. This is why I talk about test tube babies. This is why I talk about gametogenesis, ectogenesis, test tube children, all of these things. They are trying to destroy the family to where the state is your God, to where the state is now the father figure. So when they're saying, oh, hey, guess what? Masculinity is a mental illness. They're saying that, look, we're going to get rid of men. We're going to get rid of testosterone. We're going to get rid of anything that is masculine. I think they said, like, competitiveness was a trait of mental illness. Like, I wish I had the article here. Another device to, like, read this to you guys so I could get this on record. But they're basically talking about, you know, everything I did, like, I was like 12 years old, man. Like, whenever I was a kid, hunting, hiking, shooting, fighting, fucking around. Apparently, that makes a man mentally ill. And I'll tell you what they're really trying to tell you. Anybody that stands up to this authoritarian technological takeover of both society, your spirit, this multidimensional, multilateral assault that we're underneath, if anybody tries to fight this, you're the problem. I am the issue. I am seen as probably, I'm not an instigator, but somebody that's just problematic, because I'm not going along with saying, hey, masculinity is not a mental illness. That's not a mental illness. And at the same time, what they're trying to say is they're promoting this distorted version of not even femininity. It's not even like family. Like, again, we have got to look at how they are systematically stripping us from our identity, and at the same time trying to replace us with this synthetic culture. I'm black, if you can't tell. I'm black. So apparently I should be listening to fucking MTV, goddamn rap, Lil Thug, and whoever the fuck else is out on television, right? No. This is part of that synthetic culture. This is a part of what they have done. And how we are living through it. You have got to identify the culture, expose it, and then move on. My whole life, I've been told, oh, bro, you talk white. Oh, bro, you're weird. You're strange. It's like, because I'm not abiding by MTV, or because I don't listen to Young Thug or Lil Wayne, or like, what? What? What makes me weird? It's because this culture, again, it goes back to this. Loyalism, blind loyalism, conformity, and all this other stuff. It's this culture, this synthetic culture that they have pushed on us. So we got the drugs, the bullshit, the dehumanization, All of this stuff is representative of just what I'm trying to talk about. And now they're instituting something new. They're giving us a whole new culture. I talked about this a few months ago whenever we did a lot of questionnaires on the Instagram story kind of about religion. You know, whenever Pope Francis was going through all that stuff, people were leaving the Catholic Church left and right. All this stuff is coming out. You know, this is another thing, too. You see this whole meme going out, oh, surviving R. Kelly. What about surviving the fucking Catholic Church, bro? Goddamn diddlers up in there, man. People over here fucking around with kids. R. Kelly. R. Kelly didn't start this, bro. R. Kelly learned this. This is some stuff you learn. Especially if you're rich and powerful, you learn to get away with kidnapping people. You learn to get away with having sex slaves. That's why I put that video before I came on here about Kids Inc. How they're trying to expose human trafficking with kids. It's an epidemic. And who do you think, who is depraved enough to want to have sex with kids? Really. So this is, again, a spiritual battle. A spiritual manifestation, a physical manifestation of the spiritual time frame that we are in. You got wicked people running things left and right, and not enough good people stepping up to point it out. Like, I'm sorry, you know, everything I said before about the pedophilia, you know, how that creates more pedophiles and how that perpetuates the cycle. Sorry that offends you, but am I wrong? Am I wrong? No. And so then you have this whole ideology. Let me get into this whole sexuality and gender. You get into this whole thing to where they rob you of your identity. They label you, they categorize you, and then you're supposed to be this individual because of what they've defined you as. I remember talking to Billy Carson of Forbidden Knowledge about this, about how when you're born, you're given a name, a number, a social identity card, a race. You're given all these things that identify you. And then your whole life, you have to either spend it refining what you've been identified as, or removing what labels you and what identifies you. And so when we're talking about this LGBTQP54678 culture, it's because they're trying to identify, label, and categorize a certain marginalized part of the population that displays these kinds of characteristics. This is why you have Netflix coming out, or this is why you have TEDx trying to come out normalizing pedophilia. This is why you have the drag queen story time. This is why you have them signing gender X. And remember that it's still the parents that have to sign that gender. So it's your parents that are impressing all this stuff upon you. You see what I'm saying? And they say, oh, it's the baby's choice. It's not the baby's choice if the parents are enabling it. You see how that works? It's not the baby's choice if the parents are pushing it. You see what I'm saying? Babies don't come in here learning how to speak full English. They come in saying, goo goo gaga. That's it. They don't come in here saying, mom, you better respect me as, you know, a purple hippopotamus. Now, one-eyed, one-horned, flying, purple people eater, you better respect me as that. Babies don't come out the womb saying that. They're screaming. It's the parents who are literally signing away their child's identity for some politically correct bullshit. That's it. That's it. And so then that child's whole life has to be spent saying, mom, dad, why did you do this to me? Why didn't you just let me be me? Oh, well, we were following a socially cultural trend, and so we decided to name you goddamn Schmoogleflox. It's just crazy to me. It's just crazy to me that we have gotten to a point where families are bad, men are bad, defending yourself is bad, standing up for something is bad. You know what? How about you just sit down? Let's get some Thorazine, you know? Let's just get some Thorazine and mercury and shove that shit in your fucking veins. That's what they're telling us. And you better enjoy it. You better revel in it. You better ask for it. And I think that's why I trip out, is because if we don't call this stuff out, we're going to have more of this behavior. You see, more of this wickedness, more of this corruption, more of this manipulation, more of this distortion, more of this dehumanization and depopulation. If we don't call this stuff out now, and put us put an end to it for ourselves and for the next generation.
Dude.
Say bye-bye to the families. Like, I remember watching that movie Logan's Run, where I did a conscious review with Freddie, of Revolution, right? And in that movie, in Logan's Run, fantastic movie, if you guys haven't seen it, go check it out. You know, the people get out of their dome city, and they meet this old man. They don't know what old is because they die at 30. And so they begin to ask him questions. He says, because, you know, people within this dome structure, they don't even have kids. Like, the reproduction has been made obsolete. They're just literally birthing children in tubes now. And so when these kids get out of the dome structure, they go up to this old man. They say, what were your parents like? Oh, wait, you remember your parents? You had parents? The concept of procreation, right? A man and a woman had been so far removed from these people that were in this dome structure that they couldn't even fathom meeting their mother and father. Why? Because everything had been so automated. Like, it's just, it's crazy to think about. And all of this is really is an agenda. All of this really is like an agenda. I don't have documents here. You guys really can't see how shitty the room is right now. Everything's kind of all over the place. I'm packing and moving, and we got all kinds of stuff here. But this is kind of like an impromptu discussion with you guys. But my point is this. We have to understand that we are stronger together as a unit. Men and women have built society. If we go down this path, the technocrats will eliminate procreation. They will eliminate the relationship between men and women. They will eliminate tradition. And this is the crazier part. This is why they say traditional gender roles. They will eliminate traditional gender roles. This is what you're seeing now, to where women are becoming the breadwinners and men are just told to play fucking games. We're told to play Call of Duty. We're told to play NBA. We're told to play all these things that simulate life, that simulate challenges, that simulate struggles, so that I can get my gamer score up. This is crazy. Oh, and because I don't have, you know, a high enough gamer score, because I'm not, you know, wasting enough fucking time playing Xbox and PlayStation, you know, I'm not hip, I'm not modern. So we have been put in a very interesting position in a very, very strange time period, to where we have to start coming up with changes locally. We have to start coming up with changes immediately. And I guess what I'm really trying to say, you know, is if you're hearing what I'm saying, if you're a guy like me, go get you a hot babe, take some pictures on the beach, man, piss some people off. If you're a hot chick, maybe hit me up. No, I'm just kidding. Go find you a conscious guy. You guys go do some stuff. Go build. The system that is being created is not designed to encourage success, encourage growth, encourage change, any of that. The system that's being built is one for conformity. And if you've heard me talk about that, conformity leads to death, because you will be automated straight into a coffin. Oh, my bad. That's not eco-friendly. You will be automated straight into one of those green ceremonial urns where people bury themselves and become trees. You see? And this is the world that we're living in. This is the world that they're creating. And it starts with them saying just that. Traditional masculinity is toxic. Traditional masculinity is harmful. It's a mental illness. If y'all don't get that bullshit up out of here, I swear to God, if you don't get that bullshit up out of here talking that nonsense, you better take your government-approved propaganda some other fucking place, because I swear to God, I'm not. I'm not even going to engage this. I'm not even going to, even though we're dealing with it right now, I'm not going to entertain this. If anything, that's going to have the opposite effect. It's going to do the reverse psychology thing, to where it's going to encourage me to want to be even more of a man. I don't feel like I have my man card. That's for damn sure. And so I feel like every day doing this, I'm trying to work on getting my man card. We're going hunting. Like, we're getting the licenses, man. We're getting concealed carries. We're building up an arsenal. I still don't feel like I'm a man. And that's because of what my grandfather's, what my grandfather did, what my father's done, what my great grandfather's done. Like, you got to understand, man, I come from South Carolina. I come from the swamps. And to see, to like, my family comes from, like, farmers, man. And just to see, like, all this stuff happen, it's crazy, you know. If I could be half of a good man as much as my father, man, I will be happy, because they've been able to achieve so much. And now they're trying to shoot this stuff down. And that's scary, because I want to be able to give my child everything I was given and more. And that means being able to throw axes, throw knives, throw cards, throw weapons, and then go shoot. Hand-to-hand combat, like all the stuff that I was taught, like, as a child, that's what I want to be able to give to my kid. And they're criminalizing this. How can, like, again, like, this, like, this is why people settle for less. This is why you got a lot of beta males out there, bro. This is why you got a lot of cucks. A lot of lame-ass niggas that don't get shit. And I get upset because, oh, I talk about this, I'm considered crazy and the conspiracy theorist, when there are articles and documents fucking proving this. Agendas out there where they're saying, we're going to eliminate the man, we're going to empower the woman, and we're going to give even more power to the state. If you guys look at the Agenda 21, it's either Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, Agenda for Sustainable Development, they talk about how they want to push for equality. This is why you see, male patriarchy. Oh, you know, destroy that system. It's like you're specifying. You're not looking at how the system itself is meant to design and pit us against one another. You're trying to push off that gender war. I forget what it's called. We'll go with that gender war. So now they're trying to get man against woman, black against white, and politics against politics. You see how all of this stuff works? That's the whole point. This system is designed to divide us and then put people who are complacent with all this shit on that side. And this is their stance. Women are more compliant with the changes of society. And so that's what they want to advocate. If you look at the Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 documents for sustainable development, you will see how that is what they're trying to do. They want to ensure equality, empower the female, and have basically like this societal, I don't even know, like this new social contract. That's why I have to look at this whole Green New Deal with such definition, because that's basically it. The Green New Deal is Agenda 21. This is the socioeconomic reformation. This is all of it, and we're going straight forward into it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, when these people tell you that the future is female, that means that men, we're out of the picture. They don't want us to be able to stand up for ourselves, stand up for another individual, stand up for anything. As I said before, you will not see females on the front lines, because they are making the soldiers to go into the front lines, you see. And even on top of that, man, chicks are like the speed models of humanity. Guys, man, we're just the muscles of the crew. Females, yeah, they are. I'll be real, man. Sometimes, like, they're smarter than us sometimes. You know, we do some dumb shit. I'm not gonna lie. it's natural. It's what we do. But understanding this duality is what has got you here, I hope. What has got me here. It's got us all here. Like, let me ask you a question. How'd you get here? Was it with your dad or with your dad? It's probably with your mom, huh? The way these people are trying to do this stuff, they will eliminate the term father, as they already are. They will eliminate the term mother, as they already are, only so that they can literally make a procreation and reproduction a right, a something that you have to, like, apply for. You have to apply to have kids. Can you imagine that? It's like, hey, doc, I want to have sex with my wife. It's like, what the hell does he need to know that for? But this is what's going on. This is population control. It's mind-blowing. And it all boils back down to that, because families create strengths. Family creates individual. We have our own identity. But whenever you remove family and you insert the state, you remove your culture, your history, your genealogy, your legacy, man, all that stuff that got you here. They don't want you to think about a quarter of the things that your ancestors have built and done so that you could prepare that for the next generation. You see, like, there's just so much that looking at this, it blows my mind. That's why they're trying to normalize the pedophilia. That's why they're trying to normalize the sexual deviancy. That's why they're trying to normalize all this stuff. Like and it blows my mind. Like I said, let's start trying to wrap this up for you guys. I need to do I might even do like a series, because this is something that we haven't really talked about. I really try to, because I understand people have their sexual preferences, I really try to stay away from this type of stuff. But I think, you know, in the future, I might do a series over things like the divine, the sacred masculine and the divine feminine, you know, where we really understand like the energies that comes from estrogen and the energy that comes from testosterone. Like, it is a natural, like, everybody has these energies, and the way that we're built right now, you know, they're physically, is clearly men have testosterone and females have estrogen. And whenever we talk about the gender-bending chemicals, the atrazine and the bisphenol A, these create or either create or inhibit natural the natural flow of this type of energy. It changes, it messes with our biochemistry, it messes with how we put off these types of things. And so, personally, I feel like I need to talk about these types of things to get it on record. I've done countless shows where I've talked about just that, you know, the bisphenol A, the BPA, the atrazine, other chemicals that are in the water that actually are changing people's genders. You know, this is why you see... This is why you see dudes out there wearing skinny jeans, man, tighter than a girl, bruh. Like, that don't make no sense. This is why you see very, very feminine guys, very, very sensitive individuals. This is why you see females who say they're born men. You know, this is everything that we're seeing right now is so indicative of the time frame that we're in and the long-term reproductions of everything. And I feel like, because I like to be detailed, on point, factual with everything I'm saying, I don't have with me right now the information that is appropriate to really explain in depth how crazy this shit is. And so I guess to wrap it up for you guys, you know, don't turn off your TV, man. They're lying to you. And if they're not lying to you, they're trying to manipulate you into a position of subservience. Don't drink the water, for sure. You know, really be conscious about what's going on in your life so that you can teach these types of tactics and these types of senses to the next generation. Massive psyops going on all the time. And that's why we have to consciously be aware of these things, expose them, and then look at what they say as a solution is, and then come up with a effective alternative for ourselves. It's crazy. And it really does blow my mind that they are literally trying to say that masculinity is a mental illness. So, me wanting to have a six-pack, right? Me wanting to have a six-pack and just, like, throw myself through a door all crazy or destroy a wall, that's mental illness. You know? Like, and I'll say this, I'll wrap it up. Like, do you think at any point in our history, they were saying masculinity is toxic? This is some bull, because we have gotten to a point to where we are so brain dead. We're so not involved. We're so passive. We're so compliant that, you know, we'll listen to a bird tell us, you know, some nonsense, and we'll believe it as veritas. We have become so pacified and so drugged up, so desensitized, that we don't even know how to fight back. We don't even know where we're going. And I'll tell you where we're going, wherever they're trying to take us, and that's not where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to stand for something, or at least not fall for everything they're pushing. No culture in history, no civilization in history put down masculinity. And when I say that, I say, go do research, okay? I think it's the Native Americans that have, it's like five plus genders, right? It's like the two souls, I think. You know, other cultures have looked at this type of stuff. They have looked at whether or not people were born a separate gender, or whether or not, you know, they have these other kinds of qualities, or if there's like, you know, a testosterone or estrogen differential. You know, they really have looked at this. But now we're at a point where everybody wants to be so politically correct and obeying Big Brother, to where they're literally saying, you know what, masculinity is an issue. We just need to get rid of men entirely. Boys need to be taught that they have periods, you know, and they need to be more sensitive to everybody else other than us being sensitive to that. This is inequality that we're talking about. You know, this is the craziness that I have such a hard time trying to wrap my mind around. So I guess to sum it up for you people, you know, if you love your mom, tell her. If you love your dad, tell him. And pray to God that you get to be a mom or a dad. Because if these people have their way, you'll be called Shem or Sham or She or some other bull crap that they come up with. And this is the insanity that we're in 2019. You know, we have to do better. We have to fight back. That's all. So I guess to wrap this little... Is that it? I had like a little sticky note. I talked about R. Kelly briefly at the start. I went on too much of a rant about masculinity, family rights, which is very important. You don't see anybody out there saying, hey, like the family needs rights, right? Like, where are my rights for just being like a straight black dude that like likes females, man? Like, where are my rights? You see? This is depopulation at its finest. You know, we're creating an imbalance within our species. How long do you think until we face extinction? Sperm counts are already down. Millennials, our generation, we're not getting married, we're not having kids. You see what I'm saying? How long do you think until we face extinction? And this is very real stuff. And if you don't want to think about it, that's cool. Go snort some lines of coke. Go shovel some pills up your brain. Go drown your sorrows in a bottle. And then smoke as much as a fucking chimney. This is what we're being told. So we legit have an obligation generationally and to our species to point this type of stuff out and to do better. That's all I'm saying. That's all I got. I think that's it. I think that's it for now. Going to be in Houston, Texas, this Saturday, 4 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I hope to catch you guys there. Talk about some pretty powerful stuff as always. Make sure you go listen to the most recent podcast episode with Patrick Vinson of the Daily Ember. Powerful stuff. You really get to hear your boy talk about rock music. We love all things punk. I like thrashing my body, man. I like doing pretty crazy stuff, I guess. Crap. I don't know what to tell you. And that's all I really got for you, gang. I hope this little bit of a bombshell didn't really turn you guys off to the individual that's running this account. I hope it gave you a little bit more insight as to who I am, my mindset, my goals, my purpose for doing all of this. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noise Era, Freedom Faction, out.